Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1302. The FBI is investigating the suspected hacking attempts by Iran, which targeted both the Trump and the Biden-Harris campaigns. The investigation includes attempted hacks targeting three Biden-Harris campaign staffers, as well as Roger Stone, who said he'd been contacted by authorities about unauthorized use of his email account. The hackers reportedly used access to Stone's email to try to gain access to the account of a senior Trump campaign official. The FBI has not released any information about the hacking attempts, other than to say that it was investigating a campaign cyber intrusion. But Microsoft issued a public report last week warning that Iranian hackers had tried to break into the email account of a high-ranking official on a U.S. presidential campaign in June. The report prompted Trump to accuse Iran of hacking his 2024 campaign, but he never alerted the FBI due to his distrust of the agency. Moving on, voters in Arizona and Missouri will decide in November whether to enshrine the right to an abortion into their state constitutions. The Arizona Secretary of State's office certified 577,971 signatures collected by abortion rights groups, 50% more than were required to put the constitutional amendment on the ballot, and the highest number of certified signatures for any ballot measure in that state's history. In Missouri, the Secretary of State's office certified more than 380,000 signatures, more than double the minimum 171,000 needed to qualify to make it on the ballot. The Missouri ballot measure would create a right to abortion up until fetal viability, roughly the 24th week of pregnancy, except to protect the life or health of the mother. Abortion rights measures will also go before voters in Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota this election in November. In campaign news, Elon Musk's conversation with Donald Trump on Twitter was plagued by 42 minutes of technical difficulties. When Musk and Trump finally began, roughly a million people appeared to be listening, far short of the 8 million concurrent listeners that Musk had claimed the platform was capable of supporting. Musk claimed, without evidence, that Twitter was the target of a massive DDoS attack that had made it impossible for the event to proceed as planned. And once the discussion finally got underway, Musk repeated his claim that, as this massive attack illustrates, there's a lot of opposition to people just hearing what President Trump has to say. People from within the company, however, said there was not a denial of service attack at all, but instead there was a 99% chance that Musk was lying. During the unstructured interview, Musk told Trump that he thought his actions after the assassination attempt were inspiring. Trump replied that being shot was not pleasant and that the ear is a very bloody place. The two also agreed that illegal immigration is bad, that really bad people within the government are more dangerous than Russia and China, and that there was zero chance of the Russia-Ukraine war happening if Trump was in charge. Trump also blamed this stupid administration for allowing inflation to happen. Trump also reiterated his plan to close the Department of Education during his second term. And throughout the conversation, Trump appeared to have a lisp or slur his words at times. Meanwhile, the United Auto Workers filed federal labor charges against Donald Trump and Elon Musk for illegally threatening and intimidating workers who engage in protected labor activity such as strikes. During their conversation on Twitter, Trump told Musk,
"I mean, I look at what you do. You walk in and you just say, you want to quit? They go on strike. I won't mention the name of the company, but they go on strike and you say, that's okay. You're all gone. You're all gone. So every one of you is gone and you are the greatest. You would be very good. Oh, you would love it."
Trump was referring to when Musk fired roughly 50% of Twitter employees after taking over the social media business in 2022. Musk, who has endorsed Trump, laughed at the comments but did not directly address them. Under federal law, it is illegal to threaten to fire workers for going on strike or to actually do so. The UAW is one of the country's largest unions and recently endorsed Kamala Harris for president. And finally, Trump spent the weekend traveling from Montana to Wyoming to Colorado, going to campaign events on a private jet previously owned by sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Trump chartered the jet after his Trump Force One experienced mechanical issues while traveling to a rally in Montana. The campaign claimed that it had no idea that the Gulfstream G550 jet was once owned by the deceased sex offender. The jet used by Trump, however, is not the same plane known as the Lolita Express, which Epstein used to traffic underage girls to and from his private island. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.